34 hours, 47 minutes, into the mission of Apollo 16. All three crewmen, and Casper and Orion, still asleep at this time. Casper nearing the end of its 31st lunar orbit, some 5 minutes and 56 seconds until loss of signal. No communications with Mattingly at all, this Rev. He said his final good night at the end of the previous revolution. 4.5 hours remaining in the scheduled sleep period for Duke and Young aboard Orion, who will have a second 7-hour extravehicular activity period later in the day. All's well with both vehicles. No systems problems that have arisen. After Duke and Young had signed off, they came back up and said the optical telescope in the lunar module used for navigation, optical navigation, was apparently pointed near the sun and was projecting a spotlight-like illumination inside the cabin, making it difficult to go to sleep, and requested permission to twist the AOT, or the optical alignment telescope, around to where the upper end of the instrument would not be facing the sun. The people here had no objections. They, in effect, dimmed the spotlight by turning it to a different detent position. Still showing a playback for the benefit of the Gold Team flight controllers who have to sleep during the day, of the first EVA still being shown on the large color IDA 4. At 1:34:50, this is Apollo Control.